Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
At a State House hearing this morning, state lawmakers begin the work of going over Governor Patrick's proposed state budget. Patrick has been pushing cities and towns to save money by pooling their services. It's called regionalization. But as WBUR's Fred Tice found out, when one mayor tried to regionalize his community's health services, he faced opposition, even from the Patrick administration.
2 years ago, Deval Patrick announced in the middle of the year that he was cutting aid to cities and towns. Amesbury's mayor, Thatcher Keezer, found that all of a sudden he had to cut $800,000 out of that year's budget. So he looked to a neighbor for help. Keezer called the town manager of Salisbury.
We got together for lunch. Why don't we figure out what are those services we're each doing that we're really good at and the others buy it from them?
What Amesbury is really good at is emergency services.
If you're going to have a heart attack in this part of Essex County, you want to have it in Amesbury, because you're going to get the best service.
But now the surrounding towns, too, get the benefit of Amesbury's paramedics, who provide advanced life support. Even so, Keezer found that joining with these other towns was a lot easier said than done.
Everybody's in favor of improving efficiencies in government. Everybody's talking about regionalizing, getting more bang for your buck, making these changes, until you actually try to do it. The same critics that were complaining about not doing enough to control our costs, come down hard on the unions, you've got to, do all these things, were the same critics that came up, how dare you lay these people off, and how dare you, change this on us.
How many people did you have to lay off?
Well, overall, at that time, I laid off 18 personnel, which made up 10% of the city workforce.
Keezer eliminated 7 positions in the Department of Public Works. There were more layoffs.
4 firefighters, the health nurse, health inspector, and the secretary to that department, administrative staff throughout.
Keezer says Amesbury now saves $100,000 a year in health services, but his critics accused him of sacrificing residents' needs.
The way it was presented is that, the mayor eliminated the entire health department with no plan and jeopardizing the health of the community. No, we have a plan. I'm a military planner. On my military side, that's my profession.
Another way Keezer saved money was to fire Amesbury's full-time restaurant inspector. He was paid $70,000 a year in salary and benefits and only got around to half the needed inspections. Restaurant owners complained that the system was so inefficient that it made it hard to open for business. So Keezer hired a contractor for $5,000 to $6,000 a year. In a matter of months, the backlog of restaurant inspections was cleared up.
So the way I like to put it is we doubled productivity at about one-tenth of the cost.
Today, Jack Morris does the restaurant inspections. He's Amesbury's health director. Keezer saved money by sharing him with neighboring Salisbury. He recently saw to it that the bar at the Ale House, a new restaurant on Amesbury's thriving Main Street, is following the health rules.
The ice scoop is left separate from the ice so that when you're touching this, you can pick up the ice. It's already.
The streamlined inspection services that came out of regionalization have fueled the growth of restaurants in downtown Amesbury. Jeffrey Nahas is one of the owners of the Ale House.
7 years ago, we were one of the, 4 restaurants in town? Now it's boomed. And it's amazing. And that's partly because you're able to do it now. There's systems in place. And I think that's where we've really grown. And that's the biggest change. Is the ease of getting the information you need in order to do a good job.
It wasn't just the locals who resisted Mayor Keezer's attempts to go regional. Cheryl Sbarra of the Massachusetts Association of Health Boards was concerned when Keezer stood up at a meeting of the Amesbury Health Board and said that unlike schools, fire, police, and public works, public health was not a core town service. She's been following Keezer's efforts to regionalize.
And I think they're getting there. And I think that inspectional services are working. I'm not sure what kind of preventive or proactive public health services are taking place.
Amesbury's EMTs and paramedics did step in to vaccinate people against the H1N1 flu. Despite the gains Keezer's made, he remembers vividly that when he first started to merge town services with Salisbury, he met resistance even within Governor Patrick's administration, even though Patrick is pushing regionalization.
Some parts, in the bureaucracy of the Department of Public Health didn't want to see layoffs. it takes political leadership and it takes a real tough skin to go through this. But as a community, we are seeing the payoffs now.
The payoffs come in the form of free cash, the amount of money Amesbury has left over at the end of the year. It went from having no free cash to $1 million. It's also built up its rainy day fund, and it used to tax property owners to the hilt. Now it doesn't have to. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.